All right, moving on. What agent should I use for procedural sedation with Ruben Strayer?
Our personal favorite again, Ruben Strayer. We love him.
He's just hilarious. I would like to meet him.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. See who this guy is. So he's talking about ketamine, propofol, and etomidate as three principal drugs for conscious sedation or procedural sedation. And some of them play nicely together, as he put it, but they all have little different benefits.
I think in general, all of these can cause a respiratory depression that, you know, when we're taking care of our patients, that we have to make sure that they don't. I think that's a key to all three of them. But I mean, different ones, it's pretty much up to the doctors of which one that they want to use. But it's good to know the different ways that they act and what they can cause.
Right. All of them have supposedly different safety profiles. But just because it says ketamine's not going to drop your blood pressure doesn't mean it's not, right?
Right.
Ketamine tends to be hypertensive and tachycardic doesn't mean that it
and that it's can't supposedly, go the opposite, yeah.
Or that it couldn't cause the respiratory depression. We had one not too long ago that did. The propofol is a nice on and off, and it's a good choice if your patient is hypertensive, you know, that it would play nicely with there. So we do mix and match the ketamine and the propofol, not usually at the same time, though. We do give it separately. And then etomidate, we don't use that much for procedural sedation, but really important, watch your patient.